Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin, Baba Kama, daf Mem Hey. Starting a new mic today. Hopefully, any feedback, please let us know how it is. Hopefully it'll be a little louder than it's been in the past couple of weeks. So again, Baba Kama, daf Mem Hey. We are on Mem Dalid and Beis by the Mishnah. Mem Dalid and Beis by the Mishnah. Four lines from the bottom. Shar shehu yotzei lisakel, a shar that is yotzei lisakel, a shar killed, and therefore is being let out to be killed. V'hikdisho ba'alav, edis ba'alim, or makdishit. Again, we mentioned by both Tam and Amuad. There's a difference in kofar, but in terms of the shar being killed, so they're both killed if it's Tam or Amuad. So if the ba'alim are makdishit before it was killed, eino mukdash, so then it's not mukdash. Why? Because the Baalim had no authority to be makdashit once it's a shur and iskal. Shachto, basar, psara, asar. As we had twice already over the past couple of days, if one shechted it before it was stoned, so psara, asar, it's still asar bahana. That's all if it was done after Gemar Din. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just do the contrast. V'imachalo nigmar dino, hikdisho ba'alav. But if before Gemar Din, obviously after the act, but before Gemar Din, the Baalim are makdashit, so then mukdash. So then it is mukdash to a certain sense, in a certain sense, meaning how long? So Rashi has a quote here. Rashi quotes on the mission on the Gemara that it has an effect at least in the interim that it is hektish regarding an isser of meila. The Meiri says that we force the odor to be podit. We don't want it to appear like hektish is yotzei l'chin b'chinam. So we force the owner to be podit from hektish. V'im shchata b'sara mutter. And if you shechted it at this time, the basar is still mutter because it is before Gemar Din. So before, if it was after Gemar Din, though, the Reisha said that the hektish does not work. Why doesn't the hektish work? So Rashi quotes on the next with the third line, Eino mukdash delav bershusei demari koi lakdushei. Because hektish, something that is aser bahana, is eino bershuso. Halachically, eino bershuscha, even though really it is bershuscha, but halachically it's eino bershuscha, and therefore you cannot be makdashit. Rabbi Chanan, later on in the Masechta, in Os Kuf Lamed Hei, quotes that there are other Gemaras that seem to say that some Isuri Hana are in my Rishus to be Makdish. For example, the Gemara says in Zvachin that if I'm Makdish Arla or Kilei HaKerem, it becomes at least partially Hektish. So it's not fully, but partially Hektish. There are other Gemaras without going into the details. Zvachin Daf Peches, he quotes. So Rabbi Chanan suggests maybe our case is somewhat unique. Our case of Shar HaNiskal, or as the Gemara is going to discuss, Chametz on Pesach. Maybe those two are specific Isuri Hanaz that are different than other Isuri Hanaz. What's the difference? V'shem Yish Lomar, da Dafka Shar HaNiskal, da Osir LaHashoso LaAno says Dino. You're not allowed to be Mashe to keep it in your Rishus. Other Isuri Hanaz are Osir, but, you know, if they're, you just have to make sure that you don't get benefit from them. But there's no specific mitzvah to get it out of your rishus. There's no isser to keep it in your rishus. But, besides the general isser of, you know, it's dangerous to keep isser anah in your house because you might come to use it. But here, by Shor HaDiskal, as we'll see, there's a specific isser to keep it in your rishus. So, mikri in a rishuso. V'hu adin b'chamis to azor lashas b'moed. Obviously, chamis has a value, b'yimatse. Aval arlo v'kilei akerem. After dinam b'sreifa, even though you eventually have to burn them, so regarding certain tashmishim is considered in your rishus kagon lahakdishan, like to be makdashit, because after all, what's to be makdashit? That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah al v'hanos netnu, says Rabbi Chanan. A mitzvah was not given for a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah was not given for hana'a. And if I get benefit from a mitzvah, it is halachically not considered benefit. So therefore, one would be able to be makdashit in other cases besides Shor HaNiskal and Chametz B'Pesach. That's Rabbi Chanan's suggestion, that this case and Chametz is somewhat unique. It's not just a din of Isser Hana. It's a din of Isser Hana that I'm not allowed to have in my Rishus. That's what I'm not allowed to be a makdash. There is a general machlokas achronim, which we'll get back to later on the Amud. Isuri Hana, so they're not Bershusi, but are they considered Sheli? There are two concepts. There's Shelcha and Bershuscha, which will come up again in Perek Meruba. Bershuscha means, is it physically in my possession? Shelcha, is it legally mine? Is it legally mine? So, physically in your possession doesn't have to mean really physically in your possession. Considered physically in your possession. For example, if you have a pikadon, if I gave you something to watch, that's considered bershusi. Right? Kal hecha di isa bershusi demari isa. The Gemara says that wherever it is, it's considered as if it isn't in my physical bershus. Bershuscha enshali. But if, let's say, a ganef steals something of mine, so that's shali, but it's not bershusi. So what about isuri hana? What is that considered? So it's not bershusi, but is it shali? Is it considered hefker? If it's isuri hana? So that is a machlokas achronim. Most achronim, the ksos writes in Simen Tavav, that it is considered shalcha. It has to be considered shalcha. Right? Somebody else could come into your yard and take it. The Machane Ephraim discusses, if I'm muter hana from something, I say, I'm not going to get hana from this cup. All of a sudden, you're allowed to come and take it? No. So most achronim say that isuri hana, you're not allowed. It's not, you're not allowed to get benefit from it, but it's not considered brishuscha, but it is considered shalcha. That is what the Kso says. Isuri hana avagav delav brishusekai aval bailamia islay. Kavosh kazav harivash. Like the Rivash says, zechia yesh bo isuri hana. That is in Simen Taf Vav. That is also why the Kso doesn't say it here, but elsewhere we mentioned it many times. The Kso says, based on the Gemara, that you're allowed to give a get al isuri hana. You gotta give a get on Isuri Hana. How can you give a get on Isuri Hana? By a get, if you write a get on Isuri Hana, then you give it, man gives it to his wife. Right? Why? Because Isuri Hana is considered Shalcha. And therefore, one would be able to use it even for get. Okay, so that is, general issue of Isuri Hana.
A woman digs a barber, shus haravim, and someone throws a get into it?
If a woman digs a barber, shus haravim, and somebody throws a get into it. So that's the question of how to understand the din of Rabbi Yishmael. Right? Shnei Dvarim Shasana Kasas, right? In the Bershuso, the Asana Kasas of Ki'ilu Hein Bershuso. So how much Ki'ilu Hein Bershuso? Right? So that's not a din of Isuri Hana. That's just a din of a Dvar Shal Hefker. And the Pasuk made it as if it's in your Rishus to be Chayef. So is that really considered yours or not? So that's just not generally Isuri Hana. Okay, continues the Mishnah, second to last line, Masru l'shomer chinem l'sho'al l'notzei sachar l'socher. If somebody gives their animal to a shomer, right, and the order of shomerim is usually as it says here, Tosu says elsewhere, why does it say here? Because shomer chinem and sho'al, the opposites. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't it go in order? Shomer chinem, shomer sachar, socher, and sho'al, because shomer chinem and sho'al are the smoothest. Shomer chinem is pader and everything. Right, except for Pshia. Shaol is high on everything, except for, you know, one or two cases. Mizmach, Spalacha, etc. So that's why it always says it in that order. Nichrusu takas habailim. So once the bailim give it to a shomer, nichrusu takas habailim. They take the place of the owner. Very important language. Mu'an mishal nezek shalim, v'tam mishalim chatzi nezek. So a shomer takes the place of the owner, and therefore, whatever the animal is, that's how much the shomer, has to pay. Tosfos on Nun Vav Amabes, which we'll get back to when we get there, uses this lashon, or the Gemara there talks about the lashon of Nichlus Utakas Abaylim, in the context of Shmira, and in the context of Geneva. We discussed this Tosfos already back on Daf Yud Aleph, when we discussed Kinyani Geneva and Kinyani Gezela. So Tosfos there discusses, in the second half of the Tosfos, in Tosfos Pshita, V'yish Lomer says Tosfos, Desmarahu, De Gazla Nichnas Takas Abaylim. It's a svara that a goslin, when he has an object, he becomes the owner regarding Hilchas Nezikin. Dekivan shehotzi mirushus bailim, shayu chayavim b'shmirasa, since he took it out of Rishus bailim, who had been obligated in the Shmira, the ein habailim yecholom l'shamra, and now the bailim cannot watch it. Lafisha nigzla, mehem, yesha l'gazlan l'shamra, delen yinizakin ikru bailim kal misha b'yadu l'shamra. Who is a bailim regarding Hilchas Nezik? Whoever can watch it. So to hear, if I give it to a shomer, so then the shomer is the one that can and should guard it, and therefore they're considered the bailim l'inyan zeh. But nichlus d'achas habailim is a very strong lashon. Let's just say you're chayv in the nezek. It says you take the place of the owner.
Does anyone argue with that?
Of Tosfos? No.
No,
there was Kinyani Geneva. Everybody agrees to Kinyani Geneva.
And everyone all said Ganav is Chayev and Shmira. Chayev,
right. There's even in Onsen. Everybody agrees that Ganav is only, not like a Shoal even. Chayev and Onsen, not just a lower level Shmira. But maybe we'll get back to that again when we spoke about Kinyanim again. One other thought, and then we'll continue. The Bircha Shmuel in Simen Zayin discusses this line of Nichlus Utakas Avayim, and he wonders how literally one should take it. when the nizak, let's say the animal damages from the rishus of the shomer. So when the nizak comes, it gets paid. Is his real baal davar the shomer? And then the shomer, you know, has to give the animal, and then the shomer has to go back to the bailim and pay for the animal that was taken. Or is his real baal davar the owner? Is it really the bailim? And that's who the nizak really collects from. And then the bailim could go from the shomer, get paid back from the shomer. So he has different rishonim on each side, but he says he's not sure exactly. I mean, sure, he just has the chakira, you know, how to understand it. Who is the real baal davar? Ichiyuva misad shomer gufa, the shomer nasim bailim l'chayiv es hashor, onema da hashomer enu nasa bailim al hashor betam, v'chiyiv hashor hu makbas bailim. So he has that chakira literally to take this line. That's in the Birch HaShmuel, and Kedarka Bakodesh, he quotes Rishonim on both sides of the issue. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shor Shehemis, so similar case, a shor that, now we're not talking about, we're back to the first half of the Mishnah, meaning not Shomer anymore, regular case. My shor kills someone. So Ashlo Nigmar Dino, before Gemar Din, Mechro Machor, I could sell it and the sale is valid, at least for the time being. Sale is valid. Regarding what halacha, Rashi calls La Radia. For plowing, if the buyer plows in the interim, so then and then the shor is eventually taken from him after the Gemara Din, he doesn't have to pay for it. The sale is a good sale in the interim. We'll get back to that. Hekdesho Mukdash, the hekdesh works in the interim, Rashi says, for me'ila purposes. It's a real hekdesh, and therefore I violate the Isra me'ila, getting benefit for the Beis HaMikdash. Shachto basaro at mutter. If I shacht it, the basar is mutter. Hechziru shomer l'beis bailov, muchzar. And let's say at the time, I know it's going to happen next week, I know this animal, you know, is on Beis Din's most wanted list, so I give it back to the owner. So, is that okay? Is that okay to give it back to the owner? Is that like giving back dirt? Or is it like giving back an animal? So if it's before Gemar Din, the Tana Kaba Holt, it's fine, Mukhsar, it is given back. Misha Nigmar Dina, but once there's Gemar Din, and now this animal's head, you know, is, it's on the line to get killed, so then, Ain machra ain machra, so then I cannot sell it because it's a shara niskal. Hekdesho ain mukdash, the hekdesh does not work. Shchato b'sara asur, if I shakt it, the basar is asur because Rashi says again, here's the Rashi. Lav rishusu demari kari, kari lav dushe. Hekdesho l'beis baal ain mukhsar. If I try to give it back to the owner, doesn't work because it's a shara niskal, it's like I'm not giving back anything. So, and Rabbi Yaakov argues, Af mishenigmar dino, achzir shomer l'bayla mukhsar. No, even after Gemara Din, you can give it back to the owner. The Gemara is going to get into what the basis for that machlokas is. But let's get back for a minute to Mechro Machor. So Mechro Machor, before Gemara Din, Rashi says it is a good sale for plowing. Tosfos, let's do the second half of Tosfos first. Top Tosfos, Machor. Second half of Tosfos, first skinny line. Vim Tomar, one second. The Seifa, Kishenigmar Dino, Diktani, Eno Machor. In the Seifa, it says, if you sold it after Gemara Din, it's not sold. Mistama, Yodea Shenagach. Mistama, the buyer, knew that it was a Nagach, right? It was already a Shor HaNiskal, right? It was in all the newspapers. So Mistama, the buyer, already knew that. Vishenigmar Din, and therefore it wasn't a good sale. V'shenigmar dino dumi the reisha sheyodeya shaharak. So in the reisha also, let's say it killed. It just didn't have Gemara Din yet. So l'chora we're talking about the same kind of case where the buyer knew, and even though the buyer knew, we say mechro machur, and says Tosfos v'im kain. But what's going to happen? Mechro machur le'inyan radia for plowing, and therefore when the money goes back, the buyer is going to be able to get his money back fully. He's not going to be have to take off for the plowing. But he's going to get his money back. Ask Tosfos, why don't you say, V'imkin levi mos matana, come up with Mekadish Achoso. We had a Meseches Kiddushin, that if I give money to my sister, Harayamu Kudesh was leaving the Matveazu, I give her a ring. So that's Falacha. She gets to keep the ring, and she's not married. Because everybody knows you can't marry your sister. And everybody knows that it must be that I'm just saying words, but really I want to give my sister a present. And she gets to keep the money. So ask Tosfos, why is this any different? Everybody knows that Ashar Niskal is going to be killed. So when the person buys it, why should he be able to get all his money back? Right? We don't even take off for the plowing. We should say, you gave the money, it must be you gave a present. What's the difference? Ask Tosfos. The Yesh answers Tosfos. Maybe there's a difference in terms of what people know. By marriage, everybody knows you can't marry your sister. by Ashar and Niskal, everybody realizes what the halacha is. People think that until it's killed, maybe it's, maybe they know it's going to be killed. But until then, they think there's nothing wrong. They think you're allowed to get benefit from it and do whatever you want with it before the Gemara did. Or feel the shachto, sover to shari. So you rap people know in general, but, you know, they don't know everything. So therefore, there's going to be a chiluk in the cases. But now, most Rishonim discuss the first half of Tosfos, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. There is a much discussed Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in the sugyas of Shar HaNiskal. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Shar HaNiskal only becomes Asur Bahana'a after it is killed. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Until it is killed, Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Shar HaNiskal is Mutar Bahana'a. So the question is here, so why isn't it Mukdash? Why isn't it Mukhar? Why, but even after Gemar Din, it's still Mutar Bahana'a. So it says the Tosfos on top now. Umisha nigmar dino eno machur. Once the gemar din eno machur dasar ba'ana. That's what we hold. Va'afil Rabbeinu Tam demefarish demichayim lo mitzar. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that it's not asur ba'ana while the animal's alive. So why shouldn't the hektish work? Why shouldn't the mechira work? Mikam makom hare asur lahashos la'anos dino. Still, you're not, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if it's mutter ba'ana, you gotta kill it right away, because you can't be mashe, you can't be ma'ana its din. You can't delay the din, and therefore, you have to kill it right away. And that's why the mecher and the hektar doesn't work, even though it's yours. Even though it's not asur ba'ana. So the big shaila is, those who have learned Masechet Sanhedrin, inui hadin, what's inui hadin? Usually the concept of inui hadin is, you know, you're not allowed to push off the judgment, because it's like painful for him. If he knows he's chayav misa, he's gonna have to wait a week? No, you gotta kill him right away! To an animal. Is inui hadin by an animal? Tosfos says, right? Aser lahashoso la'anos dino. So what does that mean? So the Rashba says, kamisas abal kachmisas ashar. Right? Like we says, like we have, we're gonna have later on, so that applies even if there's no svara. So we're gonna say that in a second, but that's what the Rashba says here again. Kamisas abal, he just has that line. He's that line. Right, Mitzvah Shalano says Dino. You got to put this on the list. That's the Rashba. The Shita B'Kubetza says that can't be. You don't say that principle when it's against Svara. So the Shita B'Kubetza says no. It's the owner has an inyan din if he knows his animal is going to be killed. Come on, my poor Shepsala, my poor ox. You know, ox is man's second best friend. You know, and I'm going to have to give this animal's going to die. Oh, it's terrible. Right, he's going to have to live overnight knowing that his animal's going to be killed in a few days. That's what he says.
If he felt that way, he wouldn't make it active.
If he felt, well, maybe he'll be makashik.
Deep down, he really feels like he wants
to sober. So maybe he'll make it hektish, because as we'll see, it's not makashik kedushas haguf, because we know it's going to be killed, that it was never ba'aveira, it killed somebody. So it's going to be kedushas bezek habayis, that means it's going to live. Right, at least for a little bit. Kedushas bezek habayis, that's what he says. Maybe it's at least saving its life, even though he's not going to have the animal anymore. That's what the, where is this, this line? It's in the Shiva Kabbat. It says, the Baila Mis'anim B'Shehiyas Din Shvarim. So it's the Baila. That's the Shiva Kabbat. The Dvar Avram, suggests that maybe it's just that there, what does it mean, Ini Hadid here? It doesn't mean Ini Hadid with the das of the animal or the person. It means there's a mitzvah of Uviyata Harami Kerbecha. So getting rid of the evil from amongst you. So that's the ini hadin. You're not allowed to be out of the din and not fulfill that mitzvah. Forget the das of the animal. Okay, different possibilities. But either way, you read that Tosfos, it jumps out at you. This ini hadin when it comes to an animal. That's that. Okay.
Tosfos at the end, he says that why people are not lucky, and they might think that between the time of the din and the killer, they might use it. So, according to Shita Mekubetzes, it seems that if you have it longer, it's better for you. Like, it's going to be
maybe after Gemar Din, at least. After Gemar Din, it can't be Ini Hadin. Maybe the whole Svar before and now, people don't know, is that before the Gemar Din. But after the Gemar Din, people already know. Okay, so then we have a Machlokas, back to the Gemara. We have a Machlokas in this Brisa. Whether after Gemar Din, a Shomer could return it to the owner and say, here, how are you? Here is your animal, even after it has a shame shor haniskal. So what's that machlokas about? So says the Gemara, lemin b'hakamifugi. Let's say the machlokas is about the following: the Rabbanan savri ein omrim biisuri hana hari shachal fanecha. The Rabbanan say that we don't say by isuri hana. A person can say, here it is in front of you. Here is your animal, hari shachal fanecha. The Rabbanan say you can't say that because it's nothing, but when it, after it has gemar din, Rabbi Yaakov suffer. Omer b'sirin arei shalav adecha. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you can't say it. What's the nekudas of machlokas? what the Gemara Machlokas about. So the Beis Halevi says it's based on the issue that we mentioned before. How do we look at Isuri Hana? They're not Shalcha, but are they Brishuscha? Do you have a connection to it? So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it is. You have a connection to it. So if you have a connection to it, the owner has a connection, so you can return it. Harei Shalchal Fanecha. Sorry, it's not usable. Sorry, it's Usser. But you still, Harei Shalchal Fanecha, you have a connection to it. Mashiach, according to the Tanakama, made the Tanakama holds like the minority of Achronim, that Isuri Hana are totally separate from you, Mufka from you. They're not only not Shalcha, but they're not only not Brishuscha, they are not Shalcha. The Beis Halevi discusses this in our Gemara, but also in the context of the Gemara at the end of Bava Kamma, where Gazal Behema Vihiskina, right, or if you're Kona, or if you steal Chametz, which the Gemara is going to talk about in a second, you steal Chametz, and then you return it on Pesach, right after Pesach. So you're allowed to give that back. Now it's Al Chavish Aval of Pesach, so it's useless. So that's the issue here, says the Beis Halevi. Can you say, Harish Chol Fanecha, by Isuri Hana? So he answers the Gemara now. Amar Rabba to Kuli Amo would be certain Harish Shachol Fanecha. No, everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees you're allowed to say Harish Shachol Fanecha by Isuri Hana. Here it is. The Imkay Niflokli Nichavesa Pesach. Because if not, if there is a Machlokas, this Machlokas should have appeared by a Mishnah, by Chametz on Pesach. Rashi quotes the Mishnah at the end of Baba Kama, which we'll get to in a couple of weeks. And there is no Machlokas. Everybody agrees that you could give it back. Omer Mechal Reish Chol Fanecha. So everybody agrees to this. That can't be the Machlokas here by the Shor HaNiskal. So Ella, what's the halacha here? Hacha Begomrin Dino Shel Shor Shelo Bafanav Kamifliki. The Machlokas is whether we do a Gemar Din for a Shor Shelo Bafanav. Pashtus, that means, what's Bafanav here? Bafanav of who? Bafanav of the animal. Front of the animal, that's the pashas of the Gemara, as most Rishonim assume. Sharafana. So we gotta bring the oxen to court. Imagine a cow in the middle of a courtroom. Right? So you bring the oxen to court. That's the machlokas. Does the cow have to be there? So, the Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan holds, the Rabbanan who say you're not allowed to give it back to the owner holds what? That the ox has to be there in court. The ox has to be there in court, and therefore what? Therefore, the violent could say to the shomer, "De amale ihadrite niale. If you would have returned the animal to me, I could have prevented this whole thing. Why? Bezin would have only been gomer the din if the animal was there. And if I had the animal, you know what? I would have hit it. Have a miracle lagma. I would have hit it in the swamps. They wouldn't have gotten it. Hashta now that you gave it over, atfaste l'tzurai biyadik lo yachilna l'shayu abdina bade. Now you gave the shor to someone, to a institution, right, to a group, to Bezdin, where I can't do a dintor with them. Meaning I'm stuck. And the shor had to be there, and I could have prevented it. For Rabbi Yaakov Savar, gomer din shel shor shelo b'fanav. Now Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you're allowed to be gomer the din, not in front of the ox. So who cares if the ox was there? Even if the ox wasn't there, Bezdin could have still done the gomer din. So therefore the owner has no recourse to say to the shomer, it's your fault, to Samar Le, sof, because at the end of the day, the shomer could say, mikmer havikam l'ledina. They would have had the gomer din, even without the shor being there. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, he quotes it b'fanav of the bialim. And the Nosei Kelim and the Rishonim say that it seems to be that we're talking about the animal here. As we'll see b'feirush, we're talking about the animal in the Gemara in a second. But it's the Meiri says, yesterday it means both. It means both. Right? Just like the owner's there, so too the, just like the animal's there, so too the owner has to be there. Kishem shein gomer dino shel shor shelo b'fanav, kachin gomer also ol defini bialim, im hayo lo bialim. That's what the Meiri says. You have the owner has to be there and his animal has to be there. The Amshal Shlomo here has a long discussion. Feel free to look at it. A long discussion. Are you ever, when you know there's a din that Bezdin is going to do, are you allowed to try to use any types of excuses and discussions with the other party in order to try to get out of the din? Like what happened to you? How seriously do we take this? I would have hidden the animal. I would have done this. I would have done that. Is that like okay? Is that just like a threat? Or would that be allowed to be done? So the Yashar Shlomo says, obviously, you're not allowed to do that kind of thing. And even so, he says, you can read this Tosfos. It sounds, you know, to a certain extent that it's a serious claim. Says the Yashar Shlomo, of course, you can't try to have a claim with somebody if you're not serious and if it's against the din. And you're just going to try to claim so that the guy makes a pshara with you. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do it if you know that you're wrong. No, if you don't think that you're right, then you're arguing with somebody, and you think you both think you're right, so then you can argue. But if you don't think so, he says, "Kolshe gev a kolshe kein she'ein lachshov machshavos oven kedei lahachzik b'shel chaveru she'ein lo bodinu mishpat v'chol mavakish toanos u'pikpukim u'mishtamit min hadin i'efshel olasos kolelu u'mlo b'davar sheker v'tachbulos hariu b'chal midvar sheker tirchak." You're not allowed to do that. Right, so this Gemara, you got to interpret that it's not that, right, what does it mean then? That I would have hidden, it's an animal that kills someone, so I would have hidden it? So you have to figure out exactly how that means, but it doesn't mean that the guy, the Amshar Shlomo, has to figure out a way to read the Gemara, not just Amshar Shlomo, we all would say that. We all would say that you have to figure out a way to read the Gemara, that it doesn't mean that he's just hiding from Beis Din, and he's preventing Beis Din from doing their job. You know, it doesn't mean that. You have to figure out that maybe he's just saying this claim so that the person... Yeah, I read you the lashon. Vonir lafarish. The kachrat salomar mitoch tvarim shayiti yoseh. Klomar mitoch shanizak yodeya shebiyadi lasos varim halalu. Since the nizak knows that I could do this, and I can make the situation difficult for him, mispachid mizeh v'yidak shelo eset varim halalu. Afa bishasur lasos. V'aydekach yimcholi me'atzmo v'yaseh imi pshara. U'bezeh efsadati b'shvil shehu muad. Maybe he could have given me a better case. I would have been in a better situation. But I'll have to, I really would have done this, because it's against the din. It's against the din. Okay, you gotta work that out. Continuing the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokas about? The machlokas is about whether you're gomer the din of the shor, shelo b'fanav, or not. So it says the Gemara, my time is the Rabbanan. Why does the Rabbanan say that the shor has to be there? Hashor yisaka v'gambo all of you must. Kemizah ba'av kachmizah shor. Right, just like they each had to be there. Ma'balim b'fneim afshar b'funav. Got about 10 halachas already so far that goes on this list. Just like the violin have to be there, so too the shor has to be there.
Does that mean even not a case of misa? Or?
Even not a case, I think Gamal of Yuma, the comparison is by a case of misa. Ma'balim b'fneim afshar b'fneim.
Like regular case of hezek.
This is a question, what about hezek? For kemizah v'kachmizah shor usually is used by misa, not dafka used by hezek. For Rabbi Yaakov, what does Rabbi Yaakov say? Why doesn't the shor ox have to be in court? So bishlam ba'ilim b'rei tanat taina ninu. Find the ba'ilim there bar taina. That's why they have to be there. What do you have that ox in court for? El shor bar tanat tehu. Right, a shor is a bar taina, so therefore it doesn't have to be there. Tosfos says in the second line, third to the last Tosfos, El shor bar tanat tehu. Afilu darshina ba'almuk misa ba'al kamisa shor lachmil sein svar ladarsho. Even if you usually agree to that svara, but if the svara doesn't make sense, so then you're not going to say it. So here you have to be a bar tanate, so that's why it is not used there. So what's the svara for the Tanakama? Tanakama says the ox has to be there. What? Kemisa banka, kemisa lashar? Why does that, why would you say that it has to be there? So Rav Shachter writes in the Ginas Egos on page Kufchav Tes, we know that by Kabbalah's Edus, there's a din that the Bailam have to be there. Why by Kabbalah's Edus when the Edus is originally accepted? Why? Because that's a din if the Edim are going to talk differently if they see the parties there. They're not going to lie as much. The parties are going to be able to counter their claims. That's why by Kabbalah's Edus, there's a din that the owners have to be there. The question is, does that extend to Gemar Din? That's the machlokas here. By Kabbalah's Edus, you have to be a Baltaina. For sure. The ox, for sure, doesn't have to be there by Kabbalah's Edus. But by Gemar Din, so do we say that it extends from the Kabbalah's Edus? That's the... That's the question. Okay, that's the machlokas. So according to the Tanakama, just like the by Kabbalah say this, where there's a svara, but the owner has to be there. So too, even though the svara doesn't apply by Gemar Din, but the din still applies to Gemar Din, because it's different by the Rabbi Yaakov says, no, it's the same reason that you'd have to be there for Kabbalah say this and Gemar Din. So if Kabbalah say this, that you're a bar tanate, so you're to who? You're to also by the Gemar Din, you have to be a bar tanate, and if you're not, there's no reason for the animal to be there. Okay, period. Two dots. Masul l'shor mechinim l'shor v'chulu. If the owner gives it over to a shomer, so then we say nichlus v'tachas abaylim. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Abba nichlus v'tachas abaylim, for go under the, become into the shoes of the baylim. Ve'eluhain. Shor mechinim v'asholonos, yisachar v'asocher, the four shomrim, hargu, tamin, neharagin, v'termin ha'kofer. If it was a tam, so then the tam is killed, and a pazer from kofer. Muad and neharagin, v'shamim in ha'kofer. As we know, a muad is killed, and pays kofer. The chayavin lahachsu to be shor l'bay love, and the shomer always has to pay back the owner because it's his fault, right? The animal was not guarded, so the shomer has to pay back the owner when the animal is killed. Chutz mi shomer chinam, except in a shomer chinam case. So then the shomer does not have to pay back because it's not his fault. by a shomer chinam, the lower level shomer, shmira. So what are we talking about? What type of shmira are we talking about? We're going to mention it in a second. Tosva says that the Gemara could have also given the opposite case, that everybody's pater except for a shoel, and could have said the case is where you guarded it very well. And only a shoel is chayiv and onsen. That's what the second last Tosva says on the bottom. But the Gemara goes, the Brisa goes the other way, that everybody's chayiv except for a shomer chinam. Why is shoel different? As we mentioned in the we'll mention it in again in a second. So Amri, so hechi dami, what exactly is the case that Bryce is referring to? That everybody is chayiv, every shomer is chayiv except for a shomer chinam. Idinatre, if it was the animal was guarded properly, afilu kulinami lifter. He said everybody should be pater. Everybody should be pater. Everybody. What about shoel? So Rashi quotes except for shoel. What does it mean shoel? Bar mi shoel anusenheim. Rashi quotes except for shoel. Obviously, shoel is going to be chayiv. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says kuhu. There's only four things. You know, you'd think if it was excluding it, it would say it. So kulinami lifteru. So Tosfos, what about shoel? So the Rambam, when he quotes his halacha, he doesn't quote an exception of shoel. He just quotes chos b'shem rachinam. Mashma shoel is included. So ask the Yavra Shlomo, number two for today. Second Yavra Shlomo, so what are you talking about? How could a shoel is chayiv in everything? A shoel is chayiv in onsin. The Yavra Shlomo says a big chiddush. He says, no. The Rambam is correct. Umashachiva atar l'shoel ba'onsin. What onsin is a shoel chayiv in? Onsin de isyalid beguf habehema, shvura v'mesa. If the animal dies, if the animal breaks its leg, aval hacha dahamisa v'habehema adayin kayemes raksha nigmar dino lisakel. But here the animal's here, just has a gemar din on it, right? The animal is here. So says the Kadesh Yehu Kach Ones Lomar Avshenegem Ardina Areishal Chalafanecha. That's not an Ones that a Shoel is Chayivin, because after all you can just say Areishal Chalafanecha. It's a halachic Ones. It's not a reality Ones, and therefore the even a Shoel would be Pater. He'd be able to just give the animal back to the not give the animal back, but he wouldn't have to pay for it back. So that's take it literally. Machlokas Rashi Rambam whether Shoel would be excluded here also. So the Gemara says, what's the case here that a shomer chinam is unique? If it was guarded, so everybody should be pater. And if it's not guarded, then even a shomer chinam should be chayiv because it was pshia. So Gemara answers, Amri hachamay eskina denachi shmir p'chusa v'lenachi shmir me'ula. It was guarded on a low level. It had shmir p'chusa, but it did not have shmir me'ula. Meaning you did adequate, but not a great shmira. So shomer chinam kosel shmira. So for a shomer chinam, that's already not considered pshia. It's already enough not to be considered pshia, and therefore you'll be pater. Hanach lo kosel shmira son. But hanach, these other ones, the other shomrim, it's not enough, and therefore it will be considered a pshia for the other shomrim, and that's why they'd be chayef. So Amri, come on, who is this like? Who is this brisa like? Ik Rabbi Meir, if it's like Rabbi Meir. Remember elsewhere, later on in the Masechta says that we treat a socher like a shomer chinam, so listi chos bi shomer chinam v'socher. So then we should say that it's except for a shomer chinam and a socher. V'ikar of Yehuda, da'amar socher kanosei socher dami, and it's therefore it shouldn't just say shomer chinam as the exception, it should have socher as the exception. V'ikar of Yehuda, da'amar socher kanosei socher dami, and if it's like Rabbi Yehuda who says no, that a socher is like a shomer socher, so nisni chutz mi shomer chinam, v'kulan bimu'adin peturin le'inyin kofer. But according to Rabbi Yehuda who says that a socher is like a shomer socher, you have a different problem. You should say chutz mishomer chinam, but then they're all putter regarding kofer, because of the next mishnah we're going to have that Rabbi Yehuda holds as long as you did a shmir p'chusa by a muad, it's all you had to do, and you're going to be putter from kofer. The animal's not going to be killed, and right, we're going to have, this is the Rabbi Yehuda we referred to a few times, that shmir p'chusa is enough for a muad. So the Gemara should have said that for regarding a muad, you're putter for kofer. So Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana. So who is this Brisa like? Hamani Rabbi Elazar he. The Amar Rabbi Elazar is the third shita in the coming up Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says the Amar ain lo shmira ela sakin. Rabbi Elazar holds that there is no shmira for an animal except with a knife, meaning it's basically impossible to guard an animal. So that's it's Rabbi Elazar shita, and that's why everybody is chayif. But except for Shomer Chinam, because he's only Chayvim Shia. Olinin Socher Sovel Akabi Huda Damer Socher Gnoser Socher Dami. And Socher is not excluded with Shomer Chinam, because regarding a Socher, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says the socher is like a shomer socher, so only a shomer chinam is excluded. That's answer number one. Number two, Abaya Amar Lahola Rabbi Meir. Really, it's like a Rabbi Meir shita. Baru Kedemachlev, Rabba Avua, like Rabba Avua switched the shitos there. Vitani socher kesan mishali, Rabbi Meir Omer kashomer socher, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kashomer chinam. Right, so that's the, like he switched the shitos, and that's why Rabbi Meir is smooth, because Rabbi Meir says only shomer chinam is excluded. Period. Rabbi Lazar Masa Shorla Shomer Chinam Hizik Chayiv Huzak Patur. Rabbi Lazar says in the Brisa, if you give your shor to a Shomer Chinam, if it did damage, the Shomer is Chayiv. If it was damaged, the Shomer is Patur. Say Hechidami. I mean Hechidami. What's the case here? Eat a couple Alei Shmiras Nizakov. If the Shomer accepted Shmiras Nizakov, so Afilu Huzak Nami Lachayiv. So even if it got damaged, the Shomer should be Chayiv. What does it mean, Shmiras Nezakav? So the Rashba says that Stam Shmiras Nezakav means both damaging and damaged. That's the Pashta. So if they accept the Shmiras Nezakav, Lav Bishakiba Lav Beferish Ka'amar, Elbe Makaba Lav Kol Shamur Min Hastam, Kol Shmir Min Hastam Ka'amar. So if you accept the Shmiras Nezakav, so you should be Chayiv. Even if the animal got damaged, the Shomer should have to pay for it. Vita Lav Kaba Lav Shmiras Nezakav, but if it did not accept anything, so if you he's a Knamili Pater. So he should not have to pay even if the animal did damage. So Amar Rava La Olam Bishkiva Lav Shmiras Nezakav. He did accept Shmiras Nezakav, but you know what? The Hakamai Skina Gochihikir Bashu Nagchan. He accepted it, but he knew this was a wild ox. So Stama De Milsa De Lo Azel Ihu Umazik Achrini Kibalei. He accepted to guard it from damaging others. To Asi Achrini Umazki Lilidi De Lo Aska Daite. But so that it doesn't get damaged from others. He didn't even have a havamina this would happen. This is a wild animal. I didn't think any other animal was going to come and start up with it. So therefore, Mistam, I only accepted Mazik, but not Huzak. And that's why the Shomer Chinam would be Patur in this case. Period. That's the Mishnah. Kashru Baila B'Moseira V'Nol B'Fanav Karoi. Let's say the owner tied the animal up with a Moseira. What's a Moseira? The Meiri says, it's a rope. It's a regular rope. Not an iron rope. Not a metal rope, but in a regular rope made out of what's the Miri's lashon here? A regular rope made out of gumi, right? The gemi shu. As he looks for botzavar, right? In that a rope they usually tie an animal with, and that is considered a shmira pechusa. It's a shmira to shmira pechusa. So if you tie an animal up with a moseir benal b'fun of karoi, and you lock him up and you close him up karoi again, Roy Rashi says shmira pechusa. It's a low level shmira. The yatsa v'hizik, and the animal goes down and it is mazik. What's the din? Three shitos. Tanakama, Rabbi Meir says echatam echad muad chayiv. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that both for a tam and a muad you need shmira meula. You need a high level shmira. Shmira pechusa is not good enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda we've discussed. Tam chayiv umuad patur. A tam is chayiv and umuad is patur. Meaning, a muad requires just shmir pechusa. A tam requires shmir meula. Shenamar, based on a pasuk by muad, v'lo yishmenu ba'alav. If the ba'alam didn't guard it, then a muad is responsible. V'sharmuzen, this is guarded. We're going to have psukim in the Gemara to explain why this, where Rabbi Yehuda gets this from. But, you search, you find the svara. What's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda? It's just the opposite. Right, a muad requires less shmira. So says the Meiri, says the Pnei Yeshua, says the Ksava Kabbalah. He quotes this Pnei Yeshua on Mishpatim on this pasuk, and he's medayik even in the grammar, Kedarka Bakodesh or the Ksava Kabbalah. Different v'lo yishmerenu, one word, and no v'lo yishmeroto. He talks about what's the difference between those two words. They all say, what is it? Why is a muad less? Because by a muad there's a call. Everybody knows this is a wild animal, so it's a little bit their fault. They should have guarded themselves from the muad. That's why a muad requires less. A tam. Nobody thinks anything about this animal. It's a nice little animal. But by a muad, people know about this animal and they should stay away from it. That's what he says. V'yir liatam hol v'kol yeshlo af habrios reuyos lihishamar mimenu. That's the Meiri. So now we have a svara, a little svara for this shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar Omer, ein l'shmira l'sakin. Rabbi Lazar says, no, the only shmira of a tam or a muad is a sakin, meaning even shmir meula is not good enough. That's the shita of Rabbi Elazar. Even Shmir Mu'ul is not good enough. Fine. So my time with Rabbi Meir, let's go through all the shitas. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir? The Rabbi Meir says Shmir Pechusa is not good enough. You need Shmir Mu'ula, but Shmir Mu'ula would be good enough. Ksaver, Stam Shram Labachaska Shimur Kaimi, because he holds Stam Shram Labachaska Shimur. This phrase we had earlier on Daf Tezvav, it meant something very different there. The top Tosva says that this phrase on Daf Tezvav meant, are animals considered guarded or not? That's what it meant in the sugya pagadus kachas pagadus kamona. Here it means differently, as Rashi explains here. Stamsharam babachas kashimi kami means most people do not guard their oxen. That's what it means here. Love b'ches kashim kami, and therefore b'yam rachman atam nechayiv. So when the Torah says atam is chayiv, what does the Torah mean? Did he borrow leishmir b'chusa? So at least you shouldn't need the lower level shmir, which people don't do. Hada am rachman of leishmirenu gabi mord, and then the Torah goes up and says by mord you need even more. Another pasuk to teach me din imboy leishmir meula that you need an even higher level of shmirah. And once you learn that by muad, the yav negicha latam negicha lemuad, you learn gzeir shava back to tam that both of them require shmir meula. That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda savar stam shvarim becheska shmir kaimi. Rabbi Yehuda says stam shvarim or becheska shmir, meaning most people at least do a low level shmir for their animals. Amar achmana tam neshalim. So when the Torah says tam has to guard their animal, so and they have to pay if they don't, need to buy the shmir meula. That tam requires shmir meula. Higher level shmirah. So when the Torah mentions by muad another pasuk, that you also need shmir meula, but you already know that by tam. So havi riboy achar riboy. So that's a double inclusion. Veid riboy achar riboy el lamayit. As the Gemara says, if you have two riboys, two inclusions means an exclusion. Miyit akatsav l'shmir meula. That's why muad is excluded from shmir meula. V'chitema negichal tam negichal muad. Ah, it's funny, at least compared to Gzer Shaba to tam. No. Hamiyad rachmana. The Torah says an exclusion specifically. V'lo yishmerenu l'zev alo l'achar. So that's why you can't learn it as Gzer Shaba. Don't you need Vloish Beretto to teach me the lav? The lav? What lav? The iser of letting your animal do hezek. This is a very important Gemara. Back on Dab Beis, we spoke about the iser of hezek. Is there an iser of hezek and what it is? This is one of the few Gemaras that it refers to an iser of hezek. Don't you need it for the lab? Say MK, Nikta Rachmana Velo Yishmer. My Velo Yishmerenu, Lazer Velo Laacher. Right, no, so with her, you just said Velo Yishmer. Won't Velo Yishmerenu, that extra two words, that's to teach me Lazer Velo Laacher. Tosfis in Vaha quotes the Gersa of Sfarim that doesn't have this line. So if you take out this, right, which is why there's a machlokas there about the Isra of Hezek. But if this is an important line if you have this line. Tanya, a fourth sheet, Rabbi Ben Yaakov says, Tam or Muad, that there's a low level shmir, your potter. A low level is good enough by both Tam and Muad. My time, or why? Someone like Rabbi Huda, Damar, and Muad, Bishmir, Pchusa, Sagile. He holds like Rabbi Huda that a low level shmir is enough. And, the other Negichal, Tam, and Negichal, Muad. And he learns it out, Gzeir Shava, from Muad to Tam, that they both require less. One more line. Amar Bada Barava. This helps Rabbi Yehuda Shita a little bit. Lo Pater Rabbi Yehuda El Atzad Hada Shebo. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says you only need a low-level shmir, that only means on the extra chatzi nezek that comes. Aval Tzad Tamas Bim Koma Omedes. But the Tzad Tam still has to be guarded shmir meula. So you got to figure out Lamaisa, you know, how that's at least limits his Shita somewhat. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue.